Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to be working with a few strategies. And before we get started, I'd like to review some of the stuff that we talked about yesterday and some of the previous days. So can anybody remember, I just want to review some of the terminology that we were introduced to the last few days. Who can tell me the definition of what a morpheme is?
Is a morpheme is a part of a word that has its own meaning.
Good. And would you be able to tell me, George, what are the three types of morphemes?
They are prefix, suffix, and root.
Good. Anybody remember what a prefix actually means?
A prefix is a word part that happens at the beginning of a word.
Okay, good. And would you be able to give me an example of a prefix?
Like dis.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you, Andrew.
Meaning not.
Meaning not. Good, I like that. How about the definition of a suffix? Does anybody remember what that is?
Suffix is a morpheme that happens at the end of the word.
Okay, good. So a prefix is at the beginning and a suffix is at the end. Would anybody be able to give me an example of a suffix?
An example of a suffix might be ed that you put at the end of a verb, like instead of walk, he walked.
Good, I like that, George. Good job. How about the definition of root?
A root gives the word its main meaning. It's a morpheme that could happen anywhere in a word, at the end, the beginning, or the middle. And sometimes it could just be the whole word.
Good. You're right. It can sometimes just be the whole word. Would you be able to give me an example of a root, Andra?
Like viz, to see.
Okay, good.
Vision,
good. Very good. And we also learned two other words, a compound prefix and a compound suffix. So who might be able to refresh my memory? What is a compound prefix?
A compound prefix, that's where there are two or more prefixes right at the beginning.
Good. I like that, George. Very good. And what about a compound suffix? Anybody recall what that was?
The same kind of idea. It's two or more suffixes that happen at the end of a word.
End of a word. Very good. Thank you. Okay, so today that was a great review. What we're going to do today is we're going to learn about word mapping strategy. So previously we learned about the prefix, suffixes, and roots, and I'm going to just draw your attention to that cue card there. We learned about those three different types of morphemes, again, which are the prefix, roots, and suffixes, and you learned how to identify them, and we also did some work with them, and you did an excellent job in your review. So today I'm going to explain and model the steps of what we call the word mapping strategy, and you're also going to have some practice today to use that strategy with a partner. And tomorrow we're going to focus on the memory tables. So today during our lesson, I expect you to pay attention and take notes, and I'd like you to participate in the discussion. And I'm going to have you partner up with a partner later on, and I expect that you act respectfully towards your partner. I know we have our norms in our classroom, so if you can adhere to those norms, I'd appreciate that. And as you work in your partners, I will check off the remaining people who need to read the prefixes and suffixes to me. So what I'd like you to do now before we get started, if you could take out your note sheets and your pencils, okay, just so that they're nice and handy. And I'm also going to pass out the word mapping strategy, and I'd like you to take a sample of that, okay? Now that you know something about the three types of morphemes, you will be able to understand how to use the steps of the word mapping strategy. And we're going to look at the steps of the strategy in relation to a word map that looks like this. Okay, so everybody has a copy of that, and also on the cue card, it's listed up there. Okay, so I'm going to have you fill in your word map while I model this routine for you. So you can use a word map anytime you want to figure out the meaning of a word. Let's say that you want to look at the word prediction. So what I'd like everybody to do on your word map, in that first box where it says word, please write the word prediction. At first, you will use this word mapping strategy to fill in this diagram. Later, after you know how to use this strategy, you'll probably just fill out the word map in your mind to figure out the meaning of new words that you encounter as you read. You will also be able to do it quickly and easily within a few seconds while you're reading. So the first step we're going to do is what's called map the word parts, okay? So the first step of the word mapping strategy, mapping the word part, means to look at the words prefix, the root, and the suffix. So what I'd like you to do now first is to look at the word prediction. And who can tell me, what do you think the prefix in the word prediction is?
I think it's pre.
Pre. Very good, Andrew. I'd like you to write the word pre in that first box that says prefix. How about the suffix in the word prediction? Can anybody identify the suffix there?
Is it the last three letters, I-O-N?
Good. Very good, George. I-O-N is the suffix. I'd like you to write that in the final box under the word suffix. And can anybody identify the root?
So what's left is dict, D-I-C-T.
Good. Please write dict in the root box. Now, I'd like you to go back up to that word prediction and draw a bracket around the prefix, P-R-E, if you could bracket that prefix. And then I'd like you to draw a forward L around the suffix, the I-O-N, to separate the word into its parts. Keep in mind that not every word has a prefix or a suffix, and sometimes some of those boxes might be blank, okay? So just please remember that. Other times you might have two or more suffixes. You'll have to put both into the box and separate them with a comma if that happens, okay? So now we're going to move on to step two, which is to attack the meaning of each part. So the second step is to attack the meaning of each part, and what this means is that you translate each word part into its meaning, and you write the meaning in the box below the word part. For example, who can tell me what do you think the definition of pre is?
The definition is before.
Before, good. If everybody can write that in under the meaning for pre. How about the definition of the suffix I-O-N?
It says on our list that I-O-N, it could mean acts or result or state of.
Good. If you can write that in for the meaning of the suffix. And finally, how about the root meaning? What does the word dict mean?
It says that it means to say or to speak.
Good. To say or to speak. Please write that in for the root's meaning. We're now going to move on to step three on our maps, and if you look at the cue card, that is letter P, and it means to predict the word's meaning. So once we have attacked it and translated each part, we're now going to predict the meaning. So basically what you're doing for this step is you're putting the three meanings together to create a definition for the word. It's going to be your best guess or prediction as to what the word actually means. So sometimes that means that you're going to work with the three meanings a little bit to make a statement that makes sense for the definition. Usually you start the meaning of the root and then change that meaning depending on whether there is a prefix or suffix involved in the word. So for the word prediction, what do you think that means? What would be your best guess if you look at the meaning of your prefix, the meaning of your suffix, and the meaning of your root word?
Well, the meaning is to say or speak, and if you're going to, if you take the first definition for I-O-N, acts, so maybe it's the act of speaking before?
Good. I like that definition. Very good job, George, using the definitions of the root, the prefix, and the suffix. So the act of speaking before. Good, so we're now going to move on to the S of the acronyms MAPS, and that means to see if you're right. So after you guess the meaning of the word, you're ready for the last step of the strategy. So in this step, you check whether or not your definition that you invented seems to fit into the context in which you encountered the word. So in other words, when you read the sentence again to see if your definition fits into that sentence. If it doesn't fit, you might look the word up in a dictionary or ask someone else what it means. Then you need to write the correct definition in the bottom box and compare the two definitions. If your prediction is wrong, you need to erase it and improve your definition. So can anybody tell me, can look up the word prediction and find out what that word means for me?
So if I look on the computer, it says it's something foretold. Or a prophecy.
Good. Thank you, Andra. It's something told or a prophecy. Very good. So let's compare those two definitions. So our predicted definition is the act of speaking before, and the actual definition is something foretold or a prophecy. So I'm thinking if something is foretold, that means to say ahead of time. So I think our predicted definition along with the actual definition that you had Googled, Andra, is pretty accurate. Okay, thank you for doing that. Okay, I think we're going to now move on to our maps, okay? So we're going to move on to this, and this is the acronym we will use to remember the steps of the word mapping strategy. When you need to remember the names of the word mapping strategy steps, think of the word map and maps, and you will be able to remember all of the steps just like we did. So what I'd like everybody to do is take out a clean word map. I'm going to pass that out to everybody. And I'm going to write one word on the board. Your task is to work with your partner, as I said previously, and to map out each of these words on a map using the word mapping strategy. So our word for today is reloaded. So if everybody can go on to your word map and write the word in that first box, reloaded. And I'm going to have you work with your partner using the MAPS acronym.
Okay, so the prefix would be re.
Okay. I think the suffix is the ed at the end.
And then we're left with load as the root. So I know re means to do again or back. So again or back.
Okay. And if you put an ed at the end of a word, it makes it the past tense. Mm-hmm. So let's put the meaning past tense under that.
Very good. I like how you're talking through this and you're breaking the word down. You did a good job with the reload and the ed at the end, and you have the correct morphemes identified.
Mm-hmm. And then load means to fill.
Yep. And don't forget to use your brackets for the word up top.
Good, very good. I like how you put your brackets up top. Excellent.
Okay, so predicting. So, fill in the past. So, to fill again.
Mm-hmm.
In the past.
Good. Excellent, Andra. I like how you went back to your definitions of your prefix, your root, and your suffix, and that helped you to generate your prediction, which is how we modeled it, and that's what we've been talking about. So in your definition, in your prediction, you used a lot of the words that were used in our meanings of those morphemes. Good.
And, you know, I'm looking up the definition for reloaded, and I think we got it right. It says the definition is to fill again, and so if we compare it to our prediction, we got it right.
Good, very good. Yes, and if you do compare those two to your prediction, to fill again in the past, and the actual definition to fill again, it sounds like it's pretty accurate. Great. Excellent job, and thank you for working through that.